Welcome everybody to the Sleepin' Wire show. Welcome to Super Tuesday. Hope you guys got out there and voted for those of you who had primaries today. We have a great show. Little bit of news for the first time in a long time, and we are talking about our favorite free agent landing spots a couple weeks before free agency is going to hit. I am your host, Professor Chris, and Showtime George is on the show. George, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. You know, Chris, it's been a while since we've done a show together. We need to do this more often.
You know what? Tomorrow. You good?
I'm good.
Yeah. Monday through Friday, Chris and George episodes.
Absolutely.
Oh, and we also have Greg on the show. Greg, what's going on, man?
Not much. Happy to be talking with you guys about this. Good stuff.
Good to have you back. If you guys missed last week, it was Greg and I. We had Bailey Carlin, the social media editor from the XFL, on. We just talked XFL for about 15, 20 minutes, and it was super cool to get some insight there. So go back and check out that show. Let's go ahead and jump into the news. Kicking it off, Jacksonville is looking to trade Nick Foles, according to reports. 1 year after signing him to an $88 million contract, looks like they're going to move into 2020 and beyond with the mustache himself, Gardner Minshew. George, is this the right move for Jacksonville?
It depends. Like, I don't think Nick Foles actually got a fair shake in Jacksonville. He started the year injured, and then Gardner Minshew came through, and, you know, he looked good at times, but then there were also times he looked really, really bad. If I'm Jacksonville, if you're going to Gardner Minshew, you might as well blow everything up you got there, because you're not – Gardner Minshew is not going to lead you to the playoffs in that division. Your defense is losing players. You've already got I think it's Yannick, who they're going to be franchising, and he's already said he wants out.
Yeah, Ngakoue.
Yeah, I looked on I was on Twitter earlier, and there was a tweet by Leonard Fournette, and I don't know if you guys seen this or not, but it was the final – scene from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where Will Smith is in the empty room just looking around and there's nothing there. So, I mean, that's kind of ominous. Like, I just say blow the whole thing up. if you're going with Gardner Minshew, blow the whole thing up. You brought Nick Foles in because you thought he would be better than Blake Bortles and you thought he would be the missing piece to take you to that next step. So if you're not going to have Nick Foles there, you might as well blow the whole thing up. Just start trading away your assets. They already traded Boye, I believe.
Yeah, they traded Boye today to Denver for a fourth-round pick.
Yep, so, I mean, they're already starting to blow it up. Just pull a Miami. Go full-blown rebuild mode.
Tank for Trevor?
Tank for Trevor.
That's looking like.
Yeah, you know, Foles didn't get a fair shake, like you said. I agree with that, but he also got an unfair amount of money too. $88 million was ridiculous for him. I mean, I know he was Super Bowl winning, Super Bowl MVP, you know, BD Nick, but at the same time, like that's a ridiculous amount of money for a guy who had to struggle against Case Keenum for a starting job.
Hey, I'm not mad at Nick Foles. Like, you know, it's not
good for him getting his money.
Absolutely. It's not his fault the Jaguars were bidding against themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Let's move on here. There's a report that Jameis Winston is likely to leave Tampa Bay, according to some beat reporters there. We are going to talk more about this in a little bit. And another thing that we will touch on here soon as well, NFL Total Access reported that there is mutual interest between the Colts and Phillip Rivers. And I'm excited about that. We'll get back to that a little bit later. Last piece of news here. This is a week old, but we haven't had a show with NFL news on it since this news came out. Chris Carson is expected to be ready week one. Good news for him. George, give me a quick ADP for Chris Carson. Where would you take him? Let's say 12-team PPR.
Anywhere between pick. So if he comes into the season and he is healthy, I would be looking at him probably in the – personally, I would look at him at the back end of the third round.
Wow. Greg, what about you?
Depends if they draft anybody else, but if they don't draft anybody and he's the unanimous starter, then fifth round for me. He's injury prone, it seems like. He's always getting nicked up. Love him when he does play, but he's kind of hit or miss.
All right. Wow. That was way lower than I thought. George, I was a little surprised by yours as well. I would say early first or early third, not early first. early third is what I would do. If he's ready, if they make no changes, I would take him, you know, as my running back two if I went running back wide receiver.
Well, so we seen Penny coming on at the end of the year a little bit. You expect, you know, they did use a first round pick on him, so you expect them eventually to try to use the kid to see what is there. As much as Seattle runs the ball, I think there's enough for both of them. And I think it is a full running back by committee between those two. But with the volume that they each are going to end up getting, I'm comfortable at the back end of the third.
I think both will be fantasy relevant. It's going to be a good backfield. I think it's going to be a lot like the Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, where you can play either guy any given week or, you know, with Mostert and Breida. Something like that. I do think Chris Carson is going to get the lion's share of the carries. You'll see Penny Moore in the passing work. But I expect Carson to be the Nick Chubb and Penny to be the Kareem Hunt, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Well, good news for Chris Carson. So ready week one, we'll be happy to have him out there. Let's move into today's segment. We are talking about our favorite free agent landing spots. So we're going to go through this list of the bigger free agents. We're leaving out some of the no names, and we took some of the no names that I actually had in here out, like Nelson Agholor, because no one really cares. We're going to pick where we would most like to see them in 2020. And maybe we've done something similar to this a few shows ago, but hey, the three of us weren't on that show. So we're going to do it again.
Way more important.
Yeah, our voices are way important. Sure. That's why George is Showtime George.
Yes.
That's right.
In there.
The whole Evan show.
The whole Evan show. Oh, all right. Well, free agency is about to kick off here in just a few weeks. Let me check on the date. I think it was the 23rd.
17th, I thought.
Is it the 17th? Yeah, it's the 17th. Wow. Oh, March 18th is the official start date. The legal tampering period is the 16th. According to sportingnews.com. Okay, so yeah, really just a couple weeks away. So that is good news. We're going to kick it off with quarterbacks. And the big name, you know, one of the biggest names in quarterback history, Tom Brady. And I want to first start this off by saying every single person in the media who you hear saying that Tom Brady would be a great fit for the Colts knows nothing about the Colts. He absolutely will not go there. I know this from experience. As a Colts fan, he is not going to go there. Chris Ballard is not going to sign Tom Brady because there is a deep, deep hatred for Tom Brady in Indiana and for all Colts fans. No player in the history of sports has been more hated in Indiana than Tom Brady is by Colts fans. He's not going to go there. Ballard knows that, you know, the Colts are going to lose a ton of ticket sales if he signs Brady. It's not going to happen. That said, I do think Tom Brady will be back in New England. What about you, Greg?
Yeah, I think New England's most likely. There are rumors going around today that the San Francisco and Tom Brady have been talking, which, no, come on, no.
That would be just absolutely amazing. I just want to say that.
G goes to a Super Bowl, and then he's the backup again.
Yeah. And not only is he the backup, but he's the backup to Tom Brady again.
Yeah, like, that's why that's not going to happen. Like,
that would just be amazing. No, they're not paying those two quarterbacks. You know how much money they would have tied up in the quarterback position? There's zero chance that happens.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Jimmy G's contract, when he came out, it was really front-loaded, so they could cut him with minimal amount of dead money, to be fair, and get away with signing Tom Brady. That's not going to happen. They have a young quarterback. They got a young team. There's no sense in doing that.
This is ridiculous speculation.
It really is. But I thought that, and I was like, I shook my head. I'm like, no, you guys are clickbaiting me. Anyways, I thought the
to be honest, I thought the Bears would be an interesting spot. They have a great defense. They could just actually use a good quarterback. Now, do I think that's happening? No. Do I think it'd be interesting? Yes.
All right, so where is your favorite free agent landing? We're just talking about our favorite free agent landing spot, not where does he make the most sense back in New England.
He does, and I'd say, honestly, it's kind of my favorite. I think people who produce a fantasy do well where they're at. They don't do well elsewhere. If I had to choose somewhere else, it might be Tennessee. They have great wide receiver in A.J. Brown and great defense, and they know Mike Vrabel, so that'd be pretty cool to see that. But that'd be my favorite spot, would probably be Tennessee, which are talks about that as well.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
I like the Tennessee pick as well. I think Corey Davis will become more relevant immediately. AJ Brown is going to be a superstar. And then, you know, Derrick Henry, probably catches are going to go up. And if they don't, then Deion Lewis back with Tom Brady. Could be very interesting to watch. And this is all assuming that Tom Brady is not a system quarterback who throws dink and dunk passes to get out of jams. I'm not biased against Tom Brady at all, guys.
Neither am I, Chris. Sure. Neither am I. Love the guy. Absolutely. I'm going to break a fucking leg, Tommy. No, I've got him going with New England as well. I don't see him leaving New England. I think he'll retire as a Patriot. I think he's going to go out. I think he will interview with other teams because he's never had the opportunity to do that. So I think he's going to enjoy being courted by these other teams. But ultimately, I think he stays in New England.
His career's just been extension after extension, right? Has he ever been a free agent?
He's never once been a free agent. That's why I think he'll go out and he will get courted by other teams. And I think he'll enjoy being
he'll just want to feel like the prettiest girl in the room.
Exactly.
So the girl goes to the dive bar.
And as long as Giselle's not there, he will be the prettiest girl in the room.
Let's move on here. Drew Brees. Can we all agree that he's the perfect fit in New Orleans?
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere either.
Yeah, and that's as a fantasy football analyst, that's where I want Drew Brees to stay.
Yes.
Same.
Yep, I want him to stay there. I would also be okay with him going back to the Chargers. Keenan Allen might break Michael Thomas's record that he just set in receptions.
That's fair.
It's a fun talking point, but it's not happening.
Yeah, probably not. Man, Michael Thomas was amazing. I think that it was the NFL on Facebook today. They probably posted it out on Twitter as well, a video that was all of Michael Thomas's 149 receptions from this season, and it was like 19 minutes long. Like a 19-minute video of just catches, which is – that's so many.
He can catch the ball.
Yeah, he's decent. Yeah, he's
hands
okay.
Of blue, man.
That kid's got a future.
Philip Rivers. I want to see him in Indianapolis. I posted this tweet a few weeks ago. Ideally, the Colts need to sign Philip Rivers and then focus on a wide receiver and defense in the draft, and specifically secondary. They're good on linebacker. I'd like to see him get an edge rusher, like a top end one as well. But Philip Rivers to the Colts, that is my absolute favorite spot. What about you guys?
All right, Greg.
Well, personally, I just wanted to retire.
All right, fair enough.
No, he just didn't look like the Philip Rivers of old in San Diego. That's my point of view on that. I think the better thing for
he looked like him in San Diego, but in L.A.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. You're right. Yeah.
I still make that mistake all the time too, man. They're still the San Diego Chargers.
They really are. They play in a soccer stadium. Yeah, they're still the San Diego Chargers. I know I'm all off track. Gosh. Anyways, he just did not look the same. I think the smart thing for the Colts do is to draft a Jordan Love. Not saying Jordan Love's amazing. I don't know much about him. I haven't done anything analysis wise, but keep Brissett starting. Get a rookie quarterback, groom him, do something. And Philip Rivers might be the person for that, but Philip Rivers has said he doesn't want to groom a rookie quarterback. And they need to look to the future. And Philip Rivers is a great 1 or 2 years stopgap, but so is Jacoby Brissett. So why waste the money and time?
Rivers would be much better than Brissett.
He would be.
That's what I was going to ask you, because like I think Brissett is I think he's better than
the Colts started 5-2 and lost the division because of Brissett.
He got injured.
He still came back and played.
He did, but through the first seven games, he had 14 touchdown passes.
There was a point where he was tied for first with Mahomes and Russell Wilson.
He had 18 on the season. So what is the real Jacoby Brissett? Is it everything pre-injury for both him and T.Y. Hilton? Or is it everything post-injury for him and T.Y. Hilton? I think it was more everything pre-injury, the first seven games of the season. Like, he was literally on the same pace as Andrew Luck the year before, as far as touchdowns, yards, everything else. Like, they were within spitting distance of each other. I don't see Phillip Rivers being that much of an upgrade to from Jacoby Brissett.
You didn't have to watch Brissett every week.
the first seven games, you were loving it, though.
I absolutely was, and then the true Brissett came out.
Or did he get injured and that affected his play? And then his number one weapon got injured and that was affecting his play.
I don't know. If you guys want to hear my thoughts about T.Y. Hilton, hint, hint, go listen to the T.Y. Hilton Sleeper Wire short that was released on Tuesday. I talk about both the Rivers/Winston in Indianapolis versus Jacoby Brissett.
Real quick, though, if I did have to pick a spot, I would like to see him either the Bears or Oakland.
Yep, George, give me a spot for Rivers.
I got him going to Tampa.
I like it.
I have him going to Tampa. He just moved to Tampa. I can't see him after moving from L.A. to – from San Diego to L.A. to Tampa packing up to move to Indianapolis. Sorry, Chris. I can't see the family buying off on that. And it's not just the wife. Dude's got 150 billion kids. He's going to have to tote with him.
Yeah, they can go to Florida.
Well – they're in Florida. I think they're going to stay in Florida. I think with the news that we, you know, kind of talked to hinted at earlier about Winston, I think Winston is not going back to Dallas, or I'm sorry, going back to Washington, or actually I think he's going to Washington, excuse me. But I don't think he's staying with Tampa. I think Phillip Rivers will be the quarterback in Tampa.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on. Dak Prescott was the next one. I personally want to see Dak stay in Dallas, and I think they're going to tag him. What about you guys?
Same.
Yeah.
He's a fantasy stud on the Cowboys. I don't want him to go anywhere else.
Nope. I don't think they're going to let him go anywhere else. They'll let Amari Cooper walk before they let Dak Prescott walk.
Yep, for sure. Jameis Winston, my favorite landing spot for him is also Indianapolis. His personal preference, I would love either Winston or Rivers.
A whole lot of bias in this, Chris. A whole lot of personal bias.
Yeah, well, that's how much I don't like Jacoby Brissett. And, hey, this is favorite free agent landing spots, so suck it.
Suck it, Trebek.
As I mentioned earlier, I got Winston leaving Tampa. I actually think he goes to Washington. Yes, I understand that they did draft a quarterback in the first round last year. That was a whole different regime. There's absolutely no ties right now in Washington. I think you could bring Jameis in there. I think that they're going to draft another wide receiver to go with McLaurin. You got Love and Geis come back. I think you're going to see Washington start to load up on their offense. And I think Winston would be a good place for them to start.
Yeah, I like that. Greg, what do you think? Favorite landing spot for Winston?
That'd be San Diego for me. Love Mike Williams and Keenan Allen and possibly Hunter Henry if he stays, you know, and obviously Austin Eckler. I think he'd be great there.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Ryan Tannehill, free agent. I do not want him to go anywhere. I want him to stay right where he is in Tennessee because he was a fantasy superstar in Tennessee. He made A.J. Brown great. Derrick Henry stayed great under Ryan Tannehill because the Titans finally had a passing game. They didn't have to rely on Marcus Mariota. I think Jonnu Smith is going to take a step up. Tennessee is exactly where I want Ryan Tannehill to be. What about you, Greg?
I couldn't have said it better myself, man.
I almost said Gorge.
I'll be Gorge.
A lot of G's and E's.
Yes. And R's. It's the same here. I got Tannehill staying in Tennessee with the Titans.
Teddy B.
I actually have him going to San Diego. And I think I think that would be a great fit for both him and the I said San Diego, Los Angeles. That's gonna listen. That's gonna get me every time for both the Chargers and the Rams. But I got Teddy B going to the Chargers. I think it's a perfect fit. He looked really good when he filled in for Drew Brees last year. Michael Thomas did not miss a beat. I think Teddy Bridgewater can go out to San Diego. He's still young. They do have all the weapons that Greg mentioned earlier with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler and possibly the return of Hunter Henry. So I think that is a perfect spot for Teddy Bridgewater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't argue that at all. Honestly, I was not really thrilled about Teddy Bridgewater going anywhere. I don't think he's a starting caliber quarterback, but he would be super fantasy relevant if he landed in LA. So
he's a game manager. So while he's not going to the Rams, but Bridgewater's a game manager, and I think that's what they need for the Chargers. He's not going to take the big risk that Phillip Rivers was, but if you look at what the Chargers did last year, you know, I think they lost like 6 or 7 games by less than a touchdown. I mean, it was absurd how many close games they were on the wrong side of. If you get a quarterback out there who doesn't take the big chances and just manages the game, I think there's enough weapons on offense and that defense is good enough to where Bridgewater could not only be a viable fantasy option, but the people around him, the players on offense around him are viable as well.
Let's move into running backs. Derrick Henry. I don't want to see him move either. I think Tannehill needs to stay in Tennessee. I think Derrick Henry needs to stay in Tennessee. They're going to tag him. Most likely they want to keep him. But both of these guys were great for fantasy. I want them to remain with the Titans. What about you?
Yeah, I want him to stay in Tennessee. If that or another run-heavy team who's not interested in passing as much, like Seattle, for instance, I would love to see him in Seattle. He'd be Marshawn Lynch. I would hate to see him in Seattle because I'm a San Francisco fan. But I'd also know for fantasy purpose, he'd be a monster there.
So I had two spots for Derrick Henry where I thought he would be good fits. Obvious one is Tennessee. He needs to be behind a really good offensive line. And
yep,
Tennessee has a, like, he's not very involved in the passing game. So he's getting his bread and butter is right up the middle. Tennessee would be great for that. Another spot I think he would be good at, not nearly as good. He wouldn't be a top five running back, but he would fall within the top 10. And he would just get the mother load of workloads. And I don't think he would ever go there, but it would be Miami. Hmm. Like you talk about a team that needs a running back. That is Miami to a T. And they would give him legit 30 touches a game. Like, there's nobody else back there that Miami is going to hand that ball to if Henry was there.
Hey, there's Patrick Laird. Come on now.
No, stop it. So he would literally get 30 touches a game. The only time Derrick Henry would ever come off the field is if he wanted to. Like, even if the defense was on the field, if Henry wanted to be on the field, the coach would be like, cool, go for it. You can play middle linebacker. So those were the two spots I had for him, but I think he stays in Tennessee.
Let's move on. Kenyon Drake. Hard for me to see him not being on the Cardinals again. I don't know if that's my favorite landing spot for him, though. Honestly, I hate to say it, but with Drake's skill set, I think he is the one complete player that the Patriots are missing.
He'll never go to New England because they're not going to pay him what he wants. He's going to want anywhere between 10 to 12.
Yeah, hey, this isn't realistic free agent.
Oh no, bull crap. No, come on. You got to be realistic with it. Otherwise, yeah. Otherwise everybody's going to be in New England.
No.
Or Kansas City.
Yes.
Nah. I think it makes sense if Brady's there. And I do think Brady is going to be there. Yeah, Kenyon Drake to New England, I think, would be very fantasy relevant. He obviously was fantasy relevant with the Cardinals. I don't think he should go back to Miami, for what it's worth.
No,
he won't.
He won't. I completely agree. He will not go back to Miami. although it is a different regime in Miami, but he's not going to go back to Miami.
What about Chicago?
No. Tariq Cohen.
They got Tariq Cohen. They got David Montgomery. They spent a first round pick on Montgomery. They're not going to bring in a $10 million running back. That's just not happening.
All right. What about your spot?
I got Kenyon Drake going to Tampa.
Everybody knows. Tampa's going to be George's answer to every single question.
No, it's not. I've had two people go to Tampa, Phillip Rivers and Kenyon Drake.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
But I honestly think he would be a great fit. He does everything that Bruce Arians wanted Ronald Jones to be able to do last year. But Kenyon Drake does it, and he does it a lot better.
Well, Kenyon Drake will be Bruce Arians' David Johnson that Arians
Correct.
Had.
Correct.
Yeah, well, I like it. That's a great pick.
By the way, Montgomery wasn't a first-round pick. He was a third-round pick. I don't mean to.
Oh, was he? Correct. Okay. I was thinking first-round fantasy.
No, he was first-round fantasy. Yeah.
First-round dynasty.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he was. Yeah, clarification's good. I actually like him also in Tampa Bay, but since we have heard of just not just agreeing with all of with both of you, but I think Kansas City would be a great spot for him. Catching the ball out of the backfield, and he is complete, and Kansas City could use a good running back. They think that Damian Williams is that, but
sucks.
He is that, though, unfortunately. Damian Williams is he's really good. Like, I know Chris hates him. When he's healthy, he's really freaking good.
But the problem is, he hasn't – like, he's great in the playoffs, which is great for them, but rest of the season's like, meh.
George, it's too bad we never got to see you get beat in our bet last season. Greg, you weren't here yet, but the bet was that Carlos Hyde will have more fantasy points than Damian Williams. And this is when they were both on the Chiefs. That was my bet. I do not like Damian Williams. I do like Carlos Hyde. That's where I was going. And then Carlos Hyde got traded and then finished with more fantasy points. but since they were on different teams, I don't think it counts, right?
There was a clarification.
All I know is one player carried you through the fantasy to a fantasy championship, which would be Damian Williams once again, and Carlos Hyde did not.
Hey, that was not the bet.
But would you actually trust Damian Williams to do that to begin with? The very first playoff game, you wouldn't.
Nope. Carlos Hyde, let's talk about him, though, because he is one of the free agent running backs. Greg, pick a landing spot for Carlos Hyde.
I actually like him in Indianapolis with that great O-line they have there. And if I know Marlon Mack's kind of the same mold, but I feel like Carlos Hyde's a little bit better of a thumper and a little bit more. Not much more. He's just a slight upgrade to Mac. You're the Indy fan, so I'm sure you might disagree with me on that one.
I don't. I think Carlos Hyde is going to go to a place. I don't think he's going to get the lead job anywhere. I think he's going to be a great secondary option in a committee. And in Indianapolis, behind that offensive line, being behind Mac, maybe playing a mix of the Nyheim Hines and Jordan Wilkins role, I think would be really good for Hyde when it comes to fantasy. People think Hyde isn't a pass catcher, but he caught 59 passes in 2016 with who was San Francisco's quarterback at the time?
Back then?
Yeah, it was 2016, I believe. 2016
was it Blaine Gabbard?
Partially. It was also 2016. That was before Shanahan.
Yeah.
Oh, Colin Kaepernick still and Blaine Gabbert. Not mistaken.
Yeah, that might have been it. Yeah, Hyde had 59 catches with them. He can be a receiving back. So if he can play second fiddle to Marlon Mack, take over a mix between Nyheim Hines and Jordan Wilkins, I like that a lot. And that's not as a homer pick. I think that objectively makes sense. And he's not going to cost a whole lot.
Nope.
So I got a good spot for Carlos Hyde. Arizona. I think he would be good in Arizona. Have him and David, like, let's face it, David Johnson is not a three down back. Him and Carlos Hyde, though, would be a pretty good 1-2 punch. Carlos Hyde, he can catch the ball, as Chris said. I mean, it's been 1,000 years since he had that season, but he did have it, so we know he can catch. David Johnson can still catch the ball. You take a little bit of the workload between the tackles off of David Johnson to help keep him healthy with Carlos Hyde coming in to back him up. I think that's a good spot for Hyde.
Let's move to Lamar Miller, our last running back here.
Oh, we still got to do Melvin Gordon and Jordan Howard.
Oh, yes, we will move back to those two. I forgot we skipped over those. Well, I already said Lamar Miller's name.
Next to Lamar Miller, I got no one cares. So.
Let's talk about him. No, I actually do care about Lamar Miller. He missed all of last season with that torn ACL. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
ACL, MCL, something like that. Yeah, missed the whole season. We didn't get to see him at all. There are rumors that the Falcons are looking to possibly trade or cut Devonta Freeman.
Yep.
I think
they're going to cut him. They're not going to. Nobody's going to trade for.
Well, for Devonta then Freeman. If they cut him, Lamar Miller in Atlanta, I think makes a lot of sense.
I think they draft. I got no one cares next to Lamar Miller. I think they end up drafting a running back. I think they draft a running back, and I think they take one early.
Yeah, they don't really like haymakers, apparently, per what I've read on Twitter. Atlanta does.
I like Cam Akers. He's a hell of a talent.
He is. He's also their kind of style. He's kind of Devonta Freeman-esque. My pick for him, I do agree, kind of no one cares, but he still is a great pass-catching back and a do-it-all back, sort of. But he kind of reminds me of Deion Lewis in New England. And that's what I'd like to see him at, because he can do a little bit of everything. No one's going to take over James White's role of the pass-down running back, you know? But I do like Lamar Miller there.
And so that makes the four running backs that they have between Michelle, Harris, White, and Miller?
Yep.
And God, Burkhead. That's
something they would do. That's something they would do, too.
They totally would do that, but from a fantasy aspect, man, that's just ugly. I don't mean to diss your 49ers, but that's almost what the 49ers did last year with Mostert, Tevin Coleman, Wilson Jr., and Breida. Yeah, I mean, like any given week, they were using a different running back.
Wilson Jr. was always the third string. He just got touchdowns. That's all they used him for. Like, he wasn't. Like, people are like, oh, Wilson Jr., you pick him up. I'm like, do you not watch the game? He literally just got touchdown here and there and was not used otherwise.
I play in a league where I could actually start Wilson Jr.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on, guys. We're getting way off track here.
Sorry. But
Melvin Gordon. No, we're moving on. We're moving on. No one cares, remember?
Yeah. No, nobody does.
Melvin Gordon, I think if Rivers does go back to the Chargers, then I would love to see Melvin Gordon there. Obviously, that's most likely not going to happen. I think Melvin would be a good fit to play in a division against Rivers, wherever he goes. I would like to see him playing against him. But I think if I had to pick a team, let me say for some reason, my gut tells me the Broncos.
That's interesting.
I don't know why. I'm not a big Philip Dorsett fan. Royce Freeman is just eh.
Go ahead, George.
I've got, and it's Tampa. Gonna sound like a no. It's gonna sound like a homer pick, but I've got actually. I think Miami's gonna pay him, and I think they're gonna overpay him, and I think it'll be a huge mistake. But with him being able to both run the ball and catch the ball, and Miami having just an ungodly amount of cap space and a absolute need at that position, I think Melvin Gordon goes to Miami. I've been saying it all offseason. I think he signs with Miami.
Any team that gets Melvin is going to be lucky to have him. My favorite fantasy player.
My quick pick, I did think Miami was the number one, and also my favorite, but since it's anyways, I think Tampa Bay would be my other choice as well, just because he is a pass-catching running back. He can do everything out of the backfield. Kind of reminds me of David Johnson in some ways. Just he can catch the ball. So I can totally see him go in there.
Last running back, Jordan Howard. Greg, take this one.
See, so this is the other guy I can see going to New England. Because he kind of reminds me of – I know I'm going to New England. I don't like him there for fantasy purposes. But if let's just say Derrick Henry moves on from Tennessee, I like Jordan Howard in Tennessee. He's a similar back. He's up the middle. Yeah.
I'm taking Texans. If Hyde's gone, I think Howard slides right into that spot in the Texans. He's a little bit younger. I think that would be a good fit. George, what do you think?
I have no one cares. I have no one cares. And then right next to that, I actually have Texans.
All right.
Oh, all right. We agree.
So Chris and I agreed on that one. We both think he would be good with the Texans. And I actually think he would actually be decent with the Texans because of Deshaun Watson. Running quarterbacks always tend to help the running backs. And I think that would be a good spot for Jordan Howard. They got Duke Johnson there as their pass catcher, so you don't ever have to worry about Jordan Howard trying to catch the ball because we know he's not going to. But
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I think the Texans would be a good landing spot for him.
Let's move to wide receivers. Amari Cooper kicking it off here. Homer in me tells me the Colts. I do not see him leaving Dallas, though. I think that Dak-Amari connection was really strong last year. I expect him to stay there, and I am totally good with him staying in Dallas. Total fantasy relevance there.
Yeah, I got a Cooper staying in Dallas as well. They traded a first-round pick for him. It would be really bad PR if they let him walk after a year and a half.
And I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him anywhere else. He's been fantasy relevant there.
He has. Not, I mean, listen, like in a perfect world, like if he went to Green Bay, like I don't think anybody would argue against that. That would be good. If he went to Philadelphia, that would be good. Like he would be relevant in either one of those places. But I can't put him at either one of those places because I think he's going to stay in Dallas.
Yep, I agree with that.
The Bengals are planning to franchise tag AJ Green, but if they decide not to, where would your favorite landing spot for AJ Green be, Greg?
I'm going to be selfish and say San Francisco 49ers. He's my favorite player in all fantasy. I love AJ Green. He just gets nicked up a lot. But personally, I would love to see him with San Francisco. He's an older veteran who will take a slight hit on a cap hit. So I actually see it happening too. But that's my pick.
Yeah, I've got him staying with the Bengals. I didn't think he would ever leave the Bengals. If for some reason they don't franchise tag him and they do let him go, if Brady remains in New England like most of us think he will, I would like to see AJ Green possibly go to New England. And this is the only time you'll hear me say that I would like somebody that good going to New England. I do have another wide receiver going there, but I'm just spitballing at this point. AJ Green to New England would be pretty cool.
AJ Green might be the wide receiver one if he goes there.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. I would also like to see him go to Green Bay. I think Green Bay would put him across from Devonta Freeman. That would be – or, God, what the hell's going on?
Devonta Adams.
Devonta Adams. I'm having a fucking night. You know that? put him across from Devonta Adams, and I think that could be really, really fun to watch.
Robbie Anderson. I really, really like Robbie Anderson. I think the guy is a wide receiver one talent. If you give him the right opportunity, give him, you know, a better quarterback than what he has had in New York. I really, selfishly, once again, I want all these great wide receivers to come to Indianapolis. That would be my favorite landing spot. I'd love to see Robbie Anderson across from T.Y. Hilton. That'd be awesome.
Can you give us another spot outside of Indianapolis, please?
Do I have to?
Yes.
Well, because you've got every free agent going to Indianapolis. So, yes, can you give us another spot other than Indy?
The segment's called Favorite Free Agent Landing Spots. You know what? I'd be cool with him staying in New York and going to the Giants.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That is interesting. Didn't think about that.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I like
being
it
up there
much.
With out there with Golden Tate, Sterling Shepard.
Darius Slayton.
Evan Engram. Yeah. Daniel Jones, developing quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, is he going to – I just see that being a hard spot for him to get on the field and have any type of relevance just because there's so many players there.
How about the Raiders?
That's would be good. That would be a really good spot.
I also think
it's a legit possibility because the Raiders have – I mean, listen, they tried to make a big splash last year when they brought in Antonio Brown. And, I mean, listen, I'm not saying Robbie Anderson is Antonio Brown. That's ridiculous. But as far as a field stretcher and the speed goes, you know, Robbie Anderson definitely has that aspect in his game that they don't currently have right now in Las Vegas. So that's actually
a bit of a knucklehead.
Which, listen, John Gruden loves him some knuckleheads. So that's actually a really good spot. I've actually got him going to Philadelphia and replacing DeSean Jackson and playing the DeSean Jackson role. Philadelphia is in desperate need of wide receiver help. I think Robbie Anderson going to Philly, we've seen what Carson Wentz can do when he has a healthy field stretcher on the field. He's actually really good. So I like Robbie Anderson to Philly. How about you, Greg?
I agree with that. My other option would be Denver. That's a good field stretcher next to Courtland Sutton.
I like that as well.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Emmanuel Sanders. I think he would be great in Philly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also think he would be great back in San Francisco as well.
Yeah, that's my other thing. San Francisco paid a third and a fourth for him for a two-month lease. I don't see him going anywhere else. He likes it in San Francisco. He's stated that. I don't.
He's been good for fantasy in San Francisco.
Yes, which is also shocking because most of the time when receivers get traded to other teams, or typically when they go to other teams, they are not as fantasy relevant for at least a couple of years. It takes a while, and that's one thing. That's why we're always saying they should stay where they're at, because it's true. It's very hard for receivers to produce elsewhere where they haven't. Emmanuel Sanders has done it everywhere he's gone. That means he's a really good receiver. So for me, San Fran, my other choice was New England.
Which is what I had. I mentioned earlier I had one wide receiver going to New England, and it was Emmanuel Sanders. I like him staying in San Francisco. I think, you know, the Muhammad's new trade last year blew up in New England's face. He's probably going to miss a significant amount of time. So I see Emmanuel Sanders coming in, and he could probably be the number two wide receiver. I'm always going to have Edelman as their number one. So I can see him coming in and being the number two there and moving right into the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on here. Now we have four guys that we could all say nobody cares. Breshad Perriman.
I think people care about him. If you look at what he did,
they care about him because of the fantasy playoffs. He was completely irrelevant before that. Staying in Tampa, I guess, would be my favorite landing spot for him. I think he's earned his way into a bigger contract, maybe a bigger role than that. But I'm not super excited about it.
So I've got him going to Green Bay. Let me double check that, but I think I put Green Bay for him. Yes. I think he would be really good in Green Bay. Green Bay is in desperate need of wide receivers. I tried to address it through the draft, and it just has not materialized. So I can see him going to Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, and I think that would be very good for both him and the Packers.
I think he goes to Oakland. They have Tyrell Williams, and that's about it. I'm sorry, there's Hunter Renfrow, all the people yell at me right now.
Dare you forget about that white slot receiver?
Sorry. How dare I forget about those? That's terrible prototype.
George, you put Paul Richardson in the show Nobody notes. Cares. You must have a landing spot for him. You put him in there.
I do. I like him going to Vegas. Just for the same reasons that Greg just mentioned with Perriman going to Vegas, he's a field stretcher. That's what Paul Richardson does, and they need that aspect there. So I think he could be pretty relevant in Vegas.
Isn't it weird how we've had such a struggle this show with San Diego, but Vegas just rolls off the tongue now?
Right? Something new.
Yeah, the Vaders just make sense, you know?
The Vaders. Las Vegas, yep. Vaders.
The Vegas Vaders. Yeah, they have changed their helmet to just a black, you know, Sith Lord helmet, and it'd be awesome.
Their stadium looks badass.
I really like Paul Richardson. He's got 4.4 speed. He's got really good hands. He's struggled with injuries, especially this last season. I want him to be successful so much. Like, I really do like the guy.
I just think he needs the opportunity. And I think he'll get that. If he goes to Vegas, I think he'll get that opportunity.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
What do you guys think about him in Buffalo? I know Buffalo's not a prime spot, but they don't have much of a field stretcher there.
They got John Brown.
See, I feel like Paul Richardson and John Brown are the same player.
That's fair. Yeah. I didn't think about it that way. Yeah, all right, never mind.
All right, there we go. Last two guys, Taylor Gabriel and Chester Rogers. I don't really care where Chester Rogers goes.
No one cares.
Easily replaced in Indianapolis. Taylor Gabriel, do you want to pick a spot real quick?
Falcons. Seriously, Falcons as their third wide receiver.
Heading back to Atlanta, huh?
Yep, that Mohamed Sanu role, his role before that. I can see him going back to Atlanta.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. Let's move to tight ends here. We're kicking off with the big one, a guy who was a tight end superstar in fantasy for most of last season until he got injured, Austin Hooper. The Packers and Bears are reportedly planning on trying to get Hooper. Neither team would be good for fantasy. Because once again, if he goes to the Packers, George, you know, we talked about this before the show. It's going to be, Rodgers has never had a tight end like Austin Hooper.
Yep.
But he's never had a tight end like Jimmy Graham. He's never had a tight end like Jared Cook. He's never had a tight end like Martellus Bennett. Like, we've heard this shit every single time they get a new tight end.
He'd
be dead to me.
Yeah, the last relevant tight end in Green Bay was JerMichael Finley. It was that long ago.
Yeah, Richard Rodgers had a few games in there, but JerMichael Finley was the last one.
Yeah. I have him.
So Packers and Bears, I hate those spots.
Same. So I'm intrigued by the Bears, to be honest. Like, Matt Nagy came over from Kansas City from Andy Reid. You see how involved they involved Kelsey. I think they had plans with their tight end, and he just – I can't even think of his name because he's that irrelevant. But he just kept getting injured.
Trey Burton,
yes. He kept getting injured, and it just never materialized for him. I think the problem there is they don't really have a very good quarterback. I think Austin Hooper would be good there. It would be somebody for Trubisky to hitch and shorten intermediate routes. I think Nagy wants to involve the tight end, but he just hasn't had a tight end that's been healthy to do anything. So I would be intrigued with Hooper to the Bears.
I would hate it.
Same.
For fantasy, I want Hooper back on the Falcons.
He's not coming back.
It's not going to happen, though.
I don't care if it's going to happen. That's where I want him to be.
I understand that, but I at least want to, make it like a reasonable spot, like how I can articulate.
We need to go back and start the first part of the show over and just name it George's Realistic Free Agent Landing Spots.
Well, the spots I'm given are both realistic and spots I would like them to go. You can do both.
Screw Hooper to the Bears. I don't want that at all. For fantasy, I want him to stay in Atlanta.
I'm just saying it's not happening.
Well, I personally like to see him. I know this is the cold cut answer for every single free agency, but I like to see if Tom Brady stays in New England, Austin Hooper to New England. Like, that's now, I'm not gonna say that for every single tight end, I promise. But for Hooper, I love Hooper. I was on the bandwagon before he came on the scene. I love that guy. I like to see him in New England.
I would rather see Hunter Henry there if Brady's there.
That's fair.
Than Austin Hooper.
So they're talking about, and Hunter Henry is our next tight end. They're talking about.
Let's go ahead and move to him.
They're talking about franchise tagging him. So I don't think he's leaving Los Angeles. So for fantasy purposes and for real life purposes, I think Hunter Henry's going to stay with the Chargers.
I like how you made that distinction this time.
I know. It's great.
You're absolutely welcome, Chris.
Oh, it's I'm good with him staying in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ebron. I'll let you kick this one off.
I like to see him in Washington, actually. They let go of the guy who definitely needs to retire and from the NFL because how many concussions that guy has is ridiculous.
Hey, he passed the concussion protocol.
That dude had more concussions than Philip Rivers does.
That guy's going to turn into freaking Antonio Brown with a CTE. That guy should retire and save his brain for the rest of his life.
No, I mean, I totally agree. Jordan Howard was always fun to watch. He was great for fantasy, but sometimes, like, even as a fan, you just got to say, like, all right, man, like, we care more about your health and you not turning into Antonio Brown or, God forbid, like, Junior Seau or something like that from all the concussions, you know?
I completely agree. Jordan Howard was great to watch. Cool. Yeah, I was going to say, Jordan Howard was great and all, but, like, what is your opinions on Jordan Reed?
Damn it, did I do it too?
Yes.
Yeah. Shit, it is. Guys, thank you. If you're still listening, thank you for tuning in to this. Wow.
We are in the off season as well, okay? Let's just throw that out there.
Wow. All right. Yep. So Jordan Reed. Yeah, there we go.
I like to see Ebron with Washington.
Man, let's just start the show over.
All right, let's do it.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Ebron in Washington. I'm good with that. Let's move on. Vance McDonald, George, you wanted him in the show notes. You must have a place for him.
I do. Because he's irrelevant, so I've got him going to the Packers.
That is exactly what I was thinking too.
Mm-hmm. Because he's more of he could catch the ball and whatnot. He could play a little bit of offense. But he's a better blocker than he is a pass catcher. And I would love to see him blocking for Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams and whatever other third running back that they're going to use in Green Bay.
Yeah, I like it. Let's see. Last one here. We got Tyler Eifert. Before we talk about him, guys, I want to get your thoughts on Andy Dalton. Do you think the Bengals cut him?
Yes, because they can cut him and not take on any cap hit at all. It's either no cap hit or it's very, very little. So I think they will cut him. And I think if Brady does leave New England, like I don't think he will, but if he does, I think Andy Dalton will go to New England, and I think that would be great for both. Unfortunately, it'd be great for New England, but I think it'd be great for Andy Dalton.
Well, see, the point I'm trying to make is I think I want Tyler Eifert to go to wherever Andy Dalton goes.
Mm. Well, so I have Eifert going to New England. That's why I wanted to throw him on there. So like they tried to patch together tight end last year with Ben Watson and who was the preseason darling 30, love when
38 Ben Watson, Matt Lacoste.
Yes, Lacoste, thank you. So like it just did not work.
I got Tyler that name Eifert, right, but Jordan it, Reed.
Yep. If he's healthy, which is always gonna be a huge if with Tyler Eifert, like let's not, you know, try to pretend that he's not an injury risk. He absolutely is. Mm-hmm. But if he's healthy, I mean, he could do what New England needs from a tight end. Like he's not Gronk. There's no other Gronk. Best tight end in the NFL history. You're not replacing that, but you can get somebody competent like Tyler Eifert and he wouldn't be that expensive.
Wait, when did Dallas Clark play for New England?
I don't think Dallas Clark did.
You said best tight end in NFL history. That was Dallas Clark.
Oh, stop it.
Is marijuana legal where you're at? So I think you're high.
Oh, just medicinal, but I'm not.
I actually like Red Rifle and Tyler Eifert. I do agree. I think they should stay together, actually, in the Bears, with the Bears. He'd be an upgrade immediately to the offense. I would love it there because he would start. I know for a fact he would start over Trubisky because he is better.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good landing spot. And on that note, guys, we are going to leave it. At that, thank you for listening to the end of the show through all of the mistakes that we made. And you know what? Maybe we'll be better next week. You know, and that's the plan, to get better every show. But you know, it's been a while since we've talked fantasy football. Maybe there was a little bit of rust. George, Greg, the GREs, I'm going to call you guys. Thank you for joining me this week. It was super fun. Follow us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. George is on there at BFTG Pod. Greg is on there at Dino Mechanic, and I am Prof_ChrisSW, and then follow us on the Sleeper app. George at BFTGO, Greg at Dino Mechanic, and me at Professor Chris. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll catch you next time.